RMS Nova Scotia was a 6,796 GRT UK transatlantic ocean liner and Royal Mail ship. In the Second World War, she was requisitioned as a troop ship. In 1942, a German submarine sank her in the Indian Ocean with the loss of 858 of the 1,052 people aboard. Building Vickers, Sons and Maxim, Ltd. of Barrow-in-Furness built Nova Scotia for Furness, Withy & Co. of Liverpool. She was the sister ship of RMS Newfoundland, which Vickers had launched for the same owner 11 months previously. Her 1,047 nhp quadruple expansion steam engine was fed by 5 215 lbf in two single-ended boilers with a total heating surface of 16,095 square feet. Her boilers were heated by 20 oil-fueled corrugated furnaces with a great surface of 377 square feet. Her boat deck had 6 lifeboats, mounted on Well and McLaughlin davits. Civilian service. Nova Scotia joined Newfoundland on Furness, Withy's regular transatlantic mail route between Liverpool and Boston via St. John's, Newfoundland on Halifax, Nova Scotia. Passengers included Roald Dahl, then aged 17, who in August 1934 was one of 50 public schoolboys who sailed from Liverpool on an expedition to Newfoundland of the recently founded Public Schools Exploring Society. Their passage to St. John's took a week. After the UK entered the Second World War in September 1939, the ship at first remained in civilian service. On 21 September 1940, she sailed from Liverpool bound for Canada, carrying passengers including the final 29 children to leave Britain under the Children's Overseas Reception Board evacuation scheme. The CORB scheme was then discontinued because of the great loss of life when German submarine U-48 sank Kellerman Line's City of Benares on 17 September. Troopship. Early in 1941, the Ministry of War Transport requisitioned Nova Scotia as a troop ship, and on 3 February she embarked 1,200 troops. She joined a convoy from Britain to Freetown, Sierra Leone, where she arrived on 2 March. Nova Scotia continued south, crossing the equator on 12 March and reaching Cape Town, South Africa, on 22 March. In the autumn of 1942, Nova Scotia left Port Tewfik in Egypt and sailed down the Red Sea to Massawa in British-occupied Eritrea, where she put U.S. troops ashore and embarked Italian prisoners of war. She also called at the British colony of Aden and then proceeded southwards unescorted, carrying over 750 Italian prisoners of war and civilian internees and 3,000 bags of mail bound for Durban, South Africa. Nova Scotia had passed through the Mozambique Channel and was off the coast of Natal Province, South Africa, when at 7:15 on the morning of 28 November the German submarine U-177 hit her with 3 torpedoes. Nova Scotia rolled to port, caught fire and sank by the bow within 10 minutes. The crew managed to launch only one lifeboat. Other survivors depended on life rafts or pieces of wreckage. Those who were left in the water either drowned or were killed by oceanic white-type sharks. In order to identify what ship it had just sunk, U-177 recovered 2 survivors. They were interned Italian merchant sailors who explained that most of those aboard had been Italian internees, because of the Laconia order that Admiral Donitz had issued 2 months previously. The submarine's commander, Robert G. Wisae, withdrew U-177 from the area and radioed the Befehlshaber der U-Boot for orders. The BDU ordered him to leave survivors in the water and continue on patrol. The BDU requested help from Portugal, which sent the frigate NRP Afonso de Albuquerque from Lourenço Marques in neighboring Mozambique. Afonso de Albuquerque reached the area on 29 November. 5 survivors fired a distress flare and were rescued by the frigate. The next day Afonso de Albuquerque found herself surrounded by hundreds of floating corpses. In all, the frigate rescued 130 Italian internees, 42 guards, 17 crew members, 3 military and naval personnel, 1 DEMS gunner and 1 passenger. 858 people were lost. 650 Italian internees, 96 crew members, 88 South African guards, 10 DEMS gunners, 8 military and naval personnel, 5 passengers, and Nova Scotia S Master. 2 further survivors reached safety. 1 was rescued on the 3rd day after the attack. The other was an Italian who drifted on a life raft for a fortnight until he came ashore at Mount Unzini in Natal. Monuments. Many corpses were washed ashore in Natal. The bodies of 120 Italian prisoners of war and internees were buried in a mass grave in the Hillary suburb of Durban, forming the nucleus of what became the Italian military cemetery there. In 1982, a substantial monument was erected on the grave. Nova Scotia's Italian dead are commemorated also in a monument at the Italian church at Ardiquala, Eritrea.